Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE is proud to support the Summer Terrace Concert Series, Saturdays at the Farmington Museum. Saturday, August 20th, rock, blues, and country with Black Velvet. Saturday, August 27th, jazz with Didette. The Summer Terrace Concert Series at the Farmington Museum, 3041 East Main Street, Saturdays this summer from 6 to 7:30 p.m. San Juan Regional Medical Center is your community hospital, committed to making life better for the communities we are privileged to serve. In fact, better is our mission, improving lives through personalized health and care. What matters most to our patients matters most to us, offering a comprehensive range of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency care services so you can get the quality care you need right here at home. San Juan Regional Medical Center, celebrating life better here since 1910. It's 8 o'clock. It is Tuesday morning, the 9th day of August, 2022. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM over the air here in San Juan County, New Mexico. If you're listening in Durango, Colorado, you have tuned us in once again at 103.3 FM. And if you're listening anywhere else on the planet, you're probably listening to our audio stream coming from KSJE.com, or maybe you asked your smart speaker to play KSJE, because you can do that as well. Anyway, we're glad that you are with us. We also welcome our viewers who are watching this visual radio program, because KSJE is a community-supported visual radio station, so welcome aboard, everyone. Coming up in the next few moments, my guest this morning from the Farmington Chamber of Commerce. We're talking about all the big events that are coming up in the area with the Chamber, and also talking about the Aztec Highland Games, another event that's happening very soon. So stay tuned for that. Conversation begins in the next few moments right here on KSJE. Then, of course, later on this hour, we'll check in with Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. She'll be telling us about some of the pets available for adoption this week, so we hope you'll stay tuned for that. Next hour, of course, Mick Hess is back as host of Roving with the Arts. He's got some great classical music lined up beginning at 9:06 on KSJE. Don't forget, you can also connect with us on our Instagram page in addition to Facebook and YouTube and Twitter. And if you're a podcast person, you can subscribe for free to KSJE Podcasts wherever you listen to podcasts, places like iTunes and Spotify and Pandora and iHeart, many, many places to find our podcasts throughout the internet. So take a look and maybe discover a new show that you haven't heard before. Outside our studios here at San Juan College, it's a mostly sunny Tuesday morning, 69 degrees at the moment, humidity at 61%. We are expecting a partly sunny day today. About a 20% chance of a shower maybe developing this afternoon. 91 for a high in Farmington. More chances for scattered showers tonight with a low of 67. Partly sunny again tomorrow with a high of 92. 68 Wednesday night. 91 with a better chance of rain on Thursday, about a 30% chance. 91 partly sunny on Friday. And as you can see, daily highs in the lower 90s and overnight lows in the mid to upper 60s. Well, let me turn to my guests who are here with me this morning to talk, as I mentioned, about the Chamber of Commerce and the Aztec Highland Games. Sisters in the studio this morning. Great to see both of you. Jamie Church is here. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
And also Jessica Pilotti is here. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Scott.
Good to have you here. And maybe there are people that don't know you two are sisters, but you are.
Well, sure, everybody's going to know now.
They know
everybody
now.
Everybody listens now. So the secret is out.
It's out. That's
Jessica
true.
Jessica and I are sisters.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm the younger one. No, I'm just kidding.
Careful.
I'm the older one.
Oh, dear.
I'm the older one.
All right.
I'm the older one. By 2 years.
See, there you are. Anyway, great to have both of you here in the same room at the same time.
Yeah.
This is a treat for me. So great to have you both here.
Thank you.
And so let's start with you, Jamie Church, about the chamber, because you don't stop.
Oh, my goodness. It doesn't stop. And So we're here today, this morning, to talk mostly about chili and Oktoberfest, but I do have a couple of other events I want to mention real quick.
Sure.
One of them is we have our August Focus on Farmington Coffee is Friday the 26th, and we're going to be having it at a really cool new place in Farmington and one of our newest chamber members, which is Lock Street Eats. So that is right downtown on, I think it's on Auburn? I don't know, but it's downtown.
It's on Lock Street.
Oh, Lock. Oh,
Lock
yes.
Avenue.
Yeah, that's
sorry
right.
Sorry to Lock be Street. So obvious, but it was right there, and I had to go there.
It's on Lock Street.
That was so just, sorry.
It's just a joke.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, not really, though. I mean, I'm kind of geographically impaired. However, between
Maine and Arrington,
okay,
off of Lock.
On Lock Street Eats. That's why it's called Lock Street.
Yes, ma'am.
However, that's one of our newest chamber members. And if you haven't been down there, it's pretty cool. It's all like food trucks. And
yeah,
so
right.
The owner is getting a brand new truck in that's a coffee truck. So this is going to be a perfect way for him to show that he has coffee. So that is Friday, August 26th, and it's at 8 a.m. So it's on our Facebook page and all that good stuff.
Right.
The other thing that we want to remind people about is the early bird registration for the 2022 Four Corners Professional Women's Summit ends on the last day of August. And after that, the price goes up to $100. So it's right now it's $75 to register for the, it's really a day and a half event this year.
Right.
And then it does go up to $100. And then registration ends completely on September 30th. So if you are thinking, oh, that's right, I need to register for that, do it before the end of August so that you save that $25. So
good to know.
Yeah. So I want to talk about that.
Very
but really,
good.
We're here to talk about chili and
haggis. Chilts.
Haggis.
chili
and haggis.
There you go. That's
it's a good
what
combo.
We need. That's right. Exactly.
Chili and haggis. With a little bit of apple pie thrown in there, too, which I'll talk about in a minute.
Okay. Very good. Well, Jessica, welcome. Good to have you here
Thanks.
As well as the chairwoman of the Aztec Island Games this year.
Yes.
And here we go again, right?
Back
first
again.
Weekend
yeah.
in October, the 1st and 2nd.
1st and 2nd. October 1st and 2nd. Yeah.
In Aztec.
In Aztec, Riverside Park. As usual, as per usual,
right.
Fun and games to be had by all. So
throwing
heavy things, of course.
Right.
Lots of great music, pipe bands, Highland dance.
Right.
Lots of great things as usual.
Right.
Yeah.
Crafts, clans.
Clans, everything yeah. that you could possibly imagine.
Exactly.
It's a belly it's, dancers.
Yeah. Right.
Yep.
True.
Yep. Yep.
Exactly. And again, full disclosure, you've invited me back. I don't know why, but you keep
yes,
inviting me back. I
Scott
don't know
is
why,
our
but thank
MC
Thank you for inviting
again.
Me back.
Yes.
Well, we know why, because didn't you win the Bonnie Knee contest that one
several
year?
Several
okay,
years.
Okay, so
repeat
when,
winner,
once you win that, you're in forever.
I suppose. That's probably true.
I mean,
I have the sash to prove
we
it.
We all know why.
Yeah.
So,
thank
yeah.
you. But it'll be fun times to come back again. And so that is the October 1st is the same day as the Chili in October.
That's right.
And so you two are kind of joining forces.
Right.
It's like some kind of Saturday morning cartoon, like Sister Power.
Yeah, Sister Power. Sister Power.
Right.
Well, the crazy thing is, and I think we all know this if we live in this area, September and October are huge for events. And it's because of the weather. Because
sure.
September and October are beautiful weather months. And so a lot of events are going on. In fact, on that same day, that October 1st is also the Road Apple Rally, which is the longest continuous road bike race in the contiguous United States or something like that.
Right, right.
But that's going on that same day, and then our event, and then the Highland Games. And so, you know, there's a lot of events. And so we just thought, since we're both coordinating two of the big events, that it would be nice to sort of help co-promote this, because I want her event in Aztec with the Celtic Games and the Celtic Festival to be just as successful as Chili in October. And so a great way to do that is just collaborate and try to get the word out about both of them.
Yeah. So yep. that's what we're doing.
Yeah,
there
exactly.
you go.
Yep.
And I know you two are working on maybe some kind of a discount. If folks go to the Chili October and show
yes.
up with their wristband, they can maybe get a discount at the gate for
yes.
Highland Games. So there's that to keep in mind throughout
yep.
the weekend. So, and more details of that are coming out soon.
Yep. More details on that. But that's what we're planning, is that, you know, everybody gets a wristband for everything they go to, or some sort of stamp. So if you go to the Chili in October on Saturday, and then you have your wristband on for that, you would get in it for a discounted price on Sunday to the Aztec Highland Games.
Yep.
Gotcha.
And their event, the Highland Games, is a multi-day event.
Yes.
So, and our Chili in October Fest is a one day, starts at 11, gates open at 11, and it ends at 3. So there's even opportunity when ours ends at 3, You know, or if you leave it too, you still have plenty of time to go over to Aztec and listen to the bands on that Saturday evening. And in fact, I might do that because I'll be really tired and I might be ready to go over
just
and
plant your chair and enjoy. Right?
I might do that.
And usually on Saturday, even the athletic competitions are going till around 5 o'clock, 5 or 5:30.
Right.
And then we have, of course, pipe bands are going all day. We do have our headline band, Angus Moore, will be playing in the later afternoon. So she's absolutely right. There'll be a chance to come over and see that last band. And then we have food trucks. We have like everything. You could come on over for dinner if you haven't, got your fill of chili or whatever. So,
and you have haggis.
Yeah. And we have haggis and Iron Brew and all that for sale at the merch tent. So, and you can get a taster.
Right.
So I just want to say, and I'm not just saying this because she's my sister or anything, other than my events that I do, this one, the Celtic Festival Highland Games, is one of my favorites because it's so interesting and unique. And you see these guys doing all the games and everyone's in their kilts. And I have a kilt. My sister and I, we did our family genealogy and our forebears came from Scotland. And so, I don't know, it's just a great event and it's such a unique thing and they do such a great job with it. And every time I hear bagpipes, I get chills. I love it. It just brings tears to my eyes. So I love it. And it's, again, unfortunate or maybe fortunate. I don't know. It's just all happening in one weekend. But maybe that's okay. It's sort of a taste of everything going on in our area.
Right.
And last year, a new event started up, and that is the Apple Fest. Because there's a group with Northwest New Mexico Art Council, Bev Taylor, Flo Trujillo, things going on downtown to really celebrate our history in agriculture and apple orchards. And for many people who might not know this, that's really how Farmington started, was apple orchards. And so last year, an Apple Fest event was also added into this weekend. And I've been collaborating a little bit with them on that. And we have this is like Apple Chili Fest. We have banners and posters and all of that. And one way we're celebrating that or tying that together is as part of our judging for the Chili and Oktoberfest, we're actually doing an apple pie contest as well. So if somebody out there has an amazing apple pie recipe and they want to enter it in for judging, this will not be for people's tasting. This is only for judging.
Okay.
You can submit the apple pie and bring it down, make sure it's in a cooler, and we want it to stay cool until the judging time. And then our judges will taste apple pie and we will award, kind of like a county fair, which also happens to be going on this week, a big blue ribbon and kind of tie into that apple theme as well.
Nice. So, very good. And usually I think, if I remember correctly, there's other events downtown around that weekend, maybe even starting Friday or Thursday, probably with Maker's Market.
Right. So Maker's Market, a big
end of September.
Art walk downtown on Friday. I think all the restaurants downtown and the merchants, they tried to do something apple themed. I remember Chili Pod last year had a really great apple spiced drink that they put together. So again, just celebrating what is about our area, the chili and apple and agriculture and what makes us unique. And so what we need for the chambers, we need chili cooks. So this event is only as successful as the number of chili cooks we have. And we have two categories you can enter in. You can either restaurant category, which has slightly different rules, and then we have the home cook category. And you can cook either green chili, red chili, or cook's choice. So it can be any combination of anything, and we'll take it. So if you're interested in cooking and you think I've got a great chili recipe, or if you're a restaurant and you want to win that, we're the best chili, we have the best chili in Farmington.
Right.
Contact us at the chamber and we'll get you the rules and the cook's form. And there's no fee to enter if you're cooking. So it's a really fun event.
Yeah, very true. And so the idea is you have to cook it kind of on site, right?
Unless you're a restaurant. So home cooks do have to cook on site because they don't have a commercial kitchen. Restaurants can prepare theirs in their commercial kitchen and they just have to bring it ready to heat and serve and be ready to go by the time we submit it to the judges, which is right around 10:30, 11 o'clock. So the restaurants can prepare theirs ahead of time. We know that restaurants, they have, staffing issues going on and they're running a restaurant. So it's hard to be downtown. By the way, that's another huge change. It's downtown this year at Orchard Park Plaza and not at Berg Park.
Okay.
So another big change. So two blocks of downtown will be blocked off starting at Wall Street and ending at Allen And again, Lock Street Eats, I want to say, is on Lock Street. But so starting at Wall and ending at Allen will be blocked off.
Right.
The Chili Cooks will be set up down the middle of the street. So sidewalks will be clear for merchants. So people, customers just coming into shop can still do that. It won't impede that at all. We will have beer and wine vendors. We will have live music all day. We'll have some arts and crafts vendors. But it will be downtown. So that's a huge change.
Yeah,
and big change. Anyway, we're looking forward to it.
Sure. It sounds great.
Yeah.
And so you're looking for... cooks.
Yes.
And so contact the chamber.
Yes.
If you've got that recipe that you're just waiting to share with the world.
Right.
And
exactly.
And chance to win. There you go. Highland Games, I know, Jessica Blotta, you're looking for volunteers.
We are.
In addition to people just to come and enjoy the,
right.
the festival and what's going on, right, with Highland
right.
Games.
So obviously this is a huge event. Like my sister mentioned, it's a 2-day event. So there's a lot of moving pieces to our event. And so we are looking for volunteers that we basically need volunteers anywhere from Thursday, September 29th, all the way through the end of the event on October 2nd. Basically set up, take down, and then all through the event to help out at different levels. But I believe if you work 2 hours, you get a day pass, and then 4 hours, you get a weekend pass, and if you do 8 hours for us, you get 2 weekend passes, which is not bad. So all that's on our website, aztechhighlandgames.com. My phone number is attached to that, so if you do want to volunteer, I've got my Excel spreadsheet set up and ready to like put your name in there for whenever you want to come and help us. And the great thing about volunteering at the Highland Games, definitely when the games are going on, which is the first and second, is there is no bad seat in the house. So no matter where you're volunteering, you're going to see pipers, you're going to see dancers, you're going to see athletics, you're going to hear music. We'll give you a break to go get something at one of the food trucks. So our event's super fun to volunteer at because you're just still in the midst of the fun while you're doing your job.
Right,
so, yeah,
right.
It's great. And I wanted to mention something new this year is we usually have a little get-together, meet and greet with athletes, dancers, that kind of thing on Friday night. And we are still doing that, but we call it our Cayley. A Cayley is a Gaelic word that kind of means a fun gathering. Our Cayley is going to be at Riverside Park on Friday night. We have Heavy Burger, who's going to be open that night as one of our food trucks. And we have Wines of the San Juan that will be selling wine and beer down there at the Cayley on Friday night. And I believe that's going to start anywhere between 5:30 and 6 and run till about 7:30 with the headline band Angus Moore playing. What for the party?
Nice.
So, and anyone's welcome to come in for that.
And just join us for
for
the little pre-party.
Little pre-party.
Yeah. There you go. Tell us more about the band that you've got lined up for this. Where are they from?
They are from Denver.
Uh-huh.
And they actually contacted us during the COVID years, one of the COVID years when we were just doing it virtually, and have really wanted to come to our festival. So we're really excited to be able to extend the invitation this year. And Paul, who I'm talking to up in Denver, who's kind of their lead guy, very excited. They're coming with merchandise and they're coming with their band and the family's coming and the whole thing. So they're making a whole weekend out of it and they want to play as much as possible. So we are going to take advantage of that.
No kidding.
Which
sounds
is why,
like it.
Yeah, they're going to play the Friday night. They'll be playing at least once on Saturday and then also on Sunday. Real fun, kind of rock and roll-ish with bagpipes and all that craziness. So I encourage you to come down and see.
No kidding.
See Angus Moore.
Very true. And of course, once you get into the park, you have admission to the concerts and everything else.
Oh, it's all once you're in the
pay
park,
one price thing.
Yeah,
that's how it goes.
Yeah, you get into everything.
Right.
In the park.
And of course, the athletics are going on both days. There's men and women.
There's men
that
and
are
women
competing, right?
Yep, men and women heavy athletics. There's all sorts of different categories. Registration is open through our website. Registration for the Highland Dance Competition is open on our website. And as well as the Highland Dance Competition, I want to mention that on Sunday, after the competitions are over or they finish up, there's also some workshops available, and anybody can take those workshops. So if you're an adult, if you're a kid, if you're an adult and a kid, and you're interested in this, and you just wanted to try it, those workshops you can sign up for online as well through our site, aztechhighlandgames.com.
Great.
So that's always fun to do on the Sunday.
True.
And then we also have the two stages. We have the main stage, and then we have our traditional stage. The main stage is the shad rower stage, and then the Connie Gotch stage is the traditional stage. And so as it kind of says, it's kind of an anything goes music on the main stage, and then the traditional is more the traditional Celtic music. We'll have Gagri in there. We'll have belly dancers there, which, believe it or not, do have roots in the Scottish realm. And then all sorts of bagpiping and things going on at the traditional stage. So,
right.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun.
Yeah, it
Jessica,
always is.
Jessica, let's do the Celtic dance competition. You and I.
You too?
Let's do it. Let's start practicing right now.
That would be
do you
really
remember?
Great, except I have this event going on that
No,
weekend.
No, it'll be fun. Jessica and I were in a talent show together years ago at Miller.
We
was
were?
That at Miller? Yeah, don't you remember that? We danced that little dance together, that Root Beer Rag by Billy
there's
Joel.
There's got to be some videotape of that somewhere. We have
no,
to find
there's
that.
No videotape.
We have to
the
find
videotape
that.
In my mind is not remembering that this was.
Yes, I can't believe you don't remember this. We entered a talent show and we danced to Root Beer Rag. But, however, at least, so I think maybe this is something, maybe not for this year because we didn't get organized in time, but next year.
Okay.
Well, we're not in competition with each other. When you do a dance competition, you're in competition with yourself for the judge to judge you.
Oh, so we should just learn how to do it.
Well, come down and watch.
I know.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
That's
well,
true.
I would do it. But anyway.
Okay.
No, it's you guys have a lot
and
going on.
The Highland Dance thing, just a little comment, just because I am an Outlander fan. I do
I was
going to
say,
show.
Is that guy going to be there? The guy who plays
No. Are you kidding? Nobody would come to your festival if he was going to be at mine. So
he's pretty
so
hot.
Like I was watching that show, and speaking of Highland Dance, it was so great because Jamie in the show, who's Sam
Heggleston.
Yeah. He does the sword dance because it's actually men before battle would do these Highland dances. And so, you know, it's become more of a sort of female sport, although we do have young men who are in the competition. Mm-hmm. But and I encourage more young men because it's a lot of strength to do these dances. You are jumping up and down. But it's great. It was great to see that in the show that he did. He did the sword dance because I was like, I know that dance. We do that at our competition. Mm-hmm. So Emma Trentman from Albuquerque, she runs a dance studio down there, Highland Dance Studio, and she always runs our dance contest, and she's great.
Very good. Well, and again, this fills up Aztecs Riverside Park.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great venue for this, as you mentioned, because, of course, all the athletic competitions kind of happen in the center, and so you're right. There is no bad seat in the house.
Right.
There's plenty of great vantage points to come in the shade, set up your chair, and just enjoy the athletics. There's food trucks, as you mentioned, the beer and the wine.
We are one of the – we've heard this from athletes as well as some of the pipe bands that come. A lot of people that are coming – originate in Albuquerque and around the area, but a lot come from out of town. And we have been told that this is one of the favorite event sites because of Riverside Park. And that's kudos to the city of Aztec. That is a beautiful park, lots of big shade trees, beautiful grassy area. It's right by the river, very close to downtown. So it is just a phenomenal park to have an event at.
Right. And a big shout out to the city that I know
does
a lot that weekend. From the police department to Parks and Rec and all those departments, right?
Electrical department. They are so great to work with. The entire city just pitches in for this. And I'm always amazed at how they keep welcoming us back with open arms, which I'm very happy about. But,
as you mentioned, you know, the event is such a draw that it is probably an economic driver in Aztec that weekend. Folks are staying in hotels or bed and breakfast or what have you.
Yep.
And I think the city realizes that. And so it's it's a mutually beneficial relationship.
Yep. We sell out the bigger hotel or only hotel right now in Aztec is the Comfort Inn and Suites. It has changed names and ownership, but we will probably book out that hotel. The RV parks get a lot of business there.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we have all the vendors coming in, and so that's always another draw for that. We get vendors from all over, which is very, very neat.
Right.
So we welcome them.
And I know last year, you know, was the first year back after COVID, and so I think folks are maybe looking forward to bigger and better. You know, this year maybe folks weren't quite ready to travel or some of the vendors weren't quite ready to get out, and I think this year maybe you're hearing from more of them that want to come back and be a part of the two-day festival and things like that.
Word gets out.
Yes.
So our Highland Games has become one of the staples for a lot of people. So And we're so excited. I've got some athletic judges coming back who I haven't seen in a few years. And it's almost going to be like a little family reunion on that field. So I'm really, really excited to welcome some people back that we haven't seen in a while.
Which is great. And I just want to ask you one more thing about the games or the athletic competition, because they're just so unique. You know, you don't see caper tosses every day, and you get to see it every day during the festival, during the Highland
Games.
It's just
a normal thing.
You know,
for
people
days.
Are tossing telephone poles across the field, but I learned a lot in my involvement with the Highland Games. And so, but for folks who've never seen them and kids who haven't seen them, I think it's fun to watch their eyes just get really big as these
very
men and women
big.
Are tossing these gigantic, you know, cabers and rocks,
and hammers,
and
they're throwing, they're like got a pitchfork, and they're throwing this big bag over this big high thing, and
right.
it's crazy, and it's so much fun. And then as they're doing this, there's this, they
sure.
like have something come out, and you're just like, oh, I'm in Scotland. But one thing I do want to mention, because of the games, and it is so fun to watch, but usually on Sunday we have a novice class. And so if you come maybe on Sunday and you see it, or I mean on Saturday and you see what's going on, you can sign up to be in the games on Sunday. And the more experienced athletes will show you how it's done, show you how to do it safely. And so we always encourage novices to come out. I think it's 16 and over. We have a class that's a lightweight class. Sorry for those who are a little younger. But the novice class happens on Sunday, and it's really, really fun. And we have a kids' games.
Yes.
Both days. Right after opening ceremonies, while the athletes are doing their lunch, we have a kids' games on the field. And we usually have a lot of really tiny kids, up to maybe 13, 14 years old. And so we use water balloons in place of those big rocks, and we use carpet tubes in place of those big cabers, but they get to try and see how they do at doing some of these athletics so that they can prep
right.
for when they're older.
Very cool. On the same field as the big guys and gals.
On the same field, we got Francis Brebner out there who will be announcing the kids' games. He loves it.
Just to hear him talk for 2 days is worth the price of admission.
And he is Scottish.
That's right.
So it's no fake accent.
That's
He's
right.
He's Scottish.
So that's wonderful. Well, it's going to be a busy weekend. This is October 1st and 2nd.
Yes.
October 1st,
actually,
till October.
Starting with September 30th. Because there's the Apple Fest, the Art Walk downtown, the Maker's
Kaylee.
Mark on Thursday, the Kaylee. So it actually starts on that sort of Friday
night.
Thursday, actually, with the Maker's Market.
Yeah.
So Thursday through that entire weekend with Road Apple. And so, again, this is a huge weekend. And we do, if you contact the Farmington Chamber, we've got information as well. And we can then, you know, let you know and get you in contact with Jessica or whoever you need to be in contact with that for volunteers. And then, again, for my event is Chili Cooks. We need
right.
people to cook. And I do want to give out just one little thing about the San Juan County Fair, because my husband Darren is the treasurer and has been for like 23 years. So San Juan County Fair started yesterday on Monday,
right.
goes through Saturday with, and they've had a lot, just like Jessica was saying, a lot of vendors, people with animals. I mean, it's really sort of, you know, building back up after a couple years of it being obviously a little less. So that's going on. So please take some time to go out and visit the county fair. They've got a lot going on as
right.
well.
I think I saw some notes that last year they had record attendance.
Yes.
And
yes.
maybe not so many entries. And this year,
yes.
I think the entries are back up
because yes.
kids and families have been preparing and
right.
and raising the animals and getting ready.
Right.
So there's a lot more to see.
Yes. Record entrance on the livestock. And then the commercial building has a lot going on. And then there's music. Tonight is gospel night. So Jonathan Bacon, who works for me at the Farmington Chamber of Commerce. He's also a bass player. His band will be out playing tonight
nice.
At the San Juan County Fair for Gospel Night. So I want to give a little shout out for him.
Okay.
He's a busy guy. And anyway, there's just so much going on. But as Jessica's mentioned, none of these things can happen. None of them without volunteers. And we know that there's a lot of other events going on. Every single one of them heavily relies on volunteers. And so if you are interested in the Highland Games or Chili or the New Mexico Mission of Mercy Dental Clinic that's coming up, there's
up
a lot going on. So take that, you know, choose your event that really means something to you and go volunteer. That's how they happen.
And right. the best way to meet people and get involved with your community or get involved with the area or get to know the area, especially if you have just recently moved to the area, is volunteer for an event.
That's right.
You're going to meet so many great people.
Or go to a Focus on Farmington Coffee, which will be Friday, August 26th.
We're going to just Lock Street everything
Eats on Lock Street at 8 a.m. That's another great way to meet everybody.
There you go. That's very true. And that's what those are designed to do as well.
Exactly. That's the whole point.
Or you can go see Scott Micklin and Annie at the Civic Center.
That's true. That's happening. Yeah.
That's right.
We're going to toot your horn there, buddy.
Thursday through Sunday this weekend and next weekend. I'll put a plug in for that, the Civic Center. So I am not an orphan. I'll just put that out there right now.
He's not Annie.
I'm not Annie.
That would be something to see, though.
I may try on the red wig, but that's not going to really fit. So that's not going to work. But great to have you all here morning. And you two are so involved in everything and really get back to your communities. I think the two of you are really great role models for volunteerism and community support, both of you. So
well, we
you
had a great role model.
We learned with from
our,
the best.
Yeah, we did with our grandmother and our mom. So yeah, we had really great role models in our life too. So just want to pay it forward.
You are doing it immensely. Thank you both very much. Good
Thank
to see you.
You
both.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. Jessica Plotty and Jamie Church, my guests here on KSJE. KSJE is supported by the Farmington Civic Center, bringing a full slate of entertainment to Farmington and San Juan County. The musical Annie, Thursday through Sunday, August 11th through the 14th, and the 18th through the 21st. The Farmington Civic Center, 200 West Arrington in downtown Farmington. Find out more online at fmtn.org/shows or 505-599-1148. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.